Grace and peace to you in God who has created us, redeemed us, and sustains our lives. Amen. In the book, How to Know a Person, John Brooks writes about the importance of being seen and known from the first moments of life. He writes, babies come out of the womb looking for a face that will see them, a mother or a caretaker who will know them and attend to their needs. When they are not seen, they are traumatized. Psychologists sometimes conduct still face experiments in which they tell mothers not to respond to their babies. When the babies send out bids for attention and love, the mothers are supposed to just sit there, expressionless, with a still face. At first, the babies squirm and are uncomfortable, then they cry in frustration, and then they collapse in misery. It is an existential crisis. If a baby goes unseen by their caretakers for long periods of time, it can leave lasting emotional and spiritual damage. This is the first education. Every child, even from birth, is looking for answers to the basic questions of life. Am I safe? How does love work? Am I worthy? Will I be cared for? Even in infancy, we internalize answers to those questions based on what we see around us and how we are treated. This education happens even though later, as adults, we have no conscious memory of this period at all. Today, we are in the third week of our series focusing on relationships and connections. And our question this week is, where does it hurt? We're exploring the importance of seeing and being seen, of bearing witness to one another's pain. In the psalm, we hear the voice of someone who is suffering, "Bow down your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery." The psalmist expresses their trust that God is with them, that God will come through for them. We too want to trust that God is always with us in our suffering, but we also need the presence and care of other people in our lives. Sometimes we need to see and feel the love of God embodied in another person in order to feel or believe it. When people come to me to talk about struggles in their lives, I often respond with a desire to fix it, to offer a book or a prayer or a practice that will help, a referral or a resource that will make it better. But I know deep down that the best thing I can do is to sit with someone, listen to them, see them, bear witness to their pain. In seminary, we learned a name for this sort of pastoral care, the ministry of presence. And it's not something you have to be ordained or specially trained to do. It mostly means showing up, listening more than talking, holding back uninvited advice, and just acknowledging someone's pain. It's simple, but it is not easy. Sometimes it's the hardest thing. In our first reading today, part of Hannah's suffering comes from the people around her ridiculing her and minimizing her pain. She finds some peace and relief when the priest, Eli, stops to listen to her respectfully and acknowledge her suffering. Eli doesn't have to solve anything to be present for her and to bless her. Again, in the book, How to Know a Person, John Brooks shares a story. There's a story Rabbi Elliot Kukla once told me that illustrates how highly empathic people accompany others. Kukla knew a woman who, because of a brain injury, would sometimes fall to the floor. People would rush to immediately get her back on her feet. She told Kukla, "I think people rush to help me because they are so uncomfortable with seeing an adult lying on the floor. But what I really need is for someone to get down on the ground with me." Sometimes what another person needs is for us to just show up and be present with them in whatever situation they are in. To see without judging or giving in to our own discomfort with someone else's pain. Sometimes we need to just get down on the floor with someone. It can be hard to be present enough to share another's pain and help carry their burden. Yet following Jesus calls us to do just that. As followers of Jesus, we can bear witness to our trust that God is present, that there is no place so difficult, so hard that God is not there. You may have heard the saying, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is carrying a great burden." It's a reminder that most of the time we can't see what's happening in people's lives, and people often cover their pain the best way they can. It means something for how we are present in other people's lives and how we show up in the world with compassion and care. Religion professor and author Kate Bowler has written this blessing for being known and knowing. Blessed are we with eyes to see the person right in front of us. Not solely their faults or some future version of themselves or the way they always do the thing that drives you nuts, but as poetry incarnate, as treasures to be held. Blessed are you who notice the light in their eyes or when that light dims. You who scoot up close to their suffering, though you might not have the right words to say. You who bear witness to their life in its entirety, the joys, the sorrows, the unfinishedness of it all. You who cherish every story, even if you've heard it before, listening without judgment and without haste. May your careful attention be met with others who see you as the same bright light and wonder that you are. As you practice seeing and being seen, may you remember that you too are a blessing to all who have the privilege to know you. Thanks be to God. Amen.